Today is September 26th in the year 2000. This is Brother Placid Gross from Richardson, North Dakota. Volunteer interviewer for the Germans from Russia Heritage Collection for the North Dakota State Universities at Fargo. It is a pleasure to visit with Martha Vetter Mach in this near Braddock, North Dakota. Do you pronounce your name Moch or do you say Mach?
We say Mach.
Mach?
Mach.
Mach. They say Mach.
M-O-C-H.
M-O-C-H. Her mother was Mary Vetter, and she was married to Bernard Vetter. What do you remember about your mother? I mean, she was adopted, right? How old was she when she was adopted?
6 years old. 6 years old she was.
And she was adopted by who?
Valentin and Francisca Vetter.
Okay. Do you know where your mother came from before she was adopted?
Well, there we should get the Vetter book out.
Oh, you think it's in there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. To me, it sounds like towards south, Well, what should I say?
Eureka?
No, I couldn't know it by heart already. I looked that up and read it for so many times, but there's a page in there where Julia Baumschler, I think it was her that helped a lot to put some of that stuff in.
Right.
And I'll get it. It's just a page, a yellow page that reads most anything. You start making the first Vetter book?
Yeah, I think I'm the one who made this.
Huh?
I'm the one who made this book.
Well, I only got one, though.
I think you have to go way back. Don't you go back to here?
I guess so, yeah. No? Is it? Well, Bernard Vetter.
Actually, that would be written in here, then.
Huh?
That would be right in here.
I thought it was a yellow page, but...
That was added later. Well, let's see here. This is
the yellow page. This adopted daughter of Valentina Francis's Vetter. I think this is maybe the one you...
I think that's the one, but you will see your name was left out there. Your name.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I said... This was pretty good, I said. I going through all that work. Then 2 years ago, how was it? I says, now you got me again. He was supposed to get all the names again. I was supposed to get him. He called me. And then I says, do I supposed to do this again? I says, I don't know. He says, maybe I go through this again. I says, you know, I'm not in this book. Go on. Yeah. Just a minute, I look. Yeah.
You're back here, you are. You're back.
Yeah.
Your page is back here somewhere.
Yeah. But then, this is the one I could read it to you.
Don't read it.
Well, here it says, the girl who was 6 years old had the name Mary. The Vetters already had a Mary who was 16. So they called one Big Mary and the other Little Mary. The name stuck, and to this day, to the great nieces and nephews as the little Aunt Mary, a big Aunt Mary
in compliance
to their names. Little Mary is a short woman, while Big Mary is quite tall.
Okay. Did you know whether your mother had? How many she had, brothers, sisters, how many dads?
She had three brothers. That's what I found out from them people that was here last fall.
Oh.
She had three brothers. And sisters, all I knew, well, that was Mom Mary. One was Betty, and one was Anne. And what was the other one? She must have had four.
Four sisters?
She had two with her.
Oh.
four, and them, the boys, brothers might say, well, that was seven. That's what I found out from them people that was here. I didn't know that Ma had any more brothers than one, and about three sisters. So that's what they brought in.
Oh, you said it was a Betty, you mean, was that Elizabeth?
Yeah.
So say those names again. So Mary would have been your mother?
Mother, yeah.
Elizabeth?
Elizabeth. Betty, well, that would be
Betty.
And then one was Anne. Anne. Mm-hmm. And what was the other one? Was it, I thought she talked about Katie.
Oh, okay. And they were they all adopted out?
Oh, they were all adopted out. They didn't know where. That Betty might say she was in, like, Redfield. And when somebody died, was it her husband or somebody, and then Tony and Helen, my brother, took Ma down there, and then that's all. And when Dad died, why, them are the ones that did come. Otherwise, we don't know nothing.
So when your dad died, somebody came from
South Dakota. Well, where did I say? We had such a big trouble, like you say. From where they was? Well, here it was. Mary got married to Bernard Vedder, who was a nephew of her foster parents. Bernard was born in Russia, the son of John and Martha Vedder. John's wife died in Russia, and so he came to America with his son, so settled west of Lynn, North Dakota. One of the things he remembered that about John is he weaved baskets, large baskets. Now, I was looking for Ma. I thought I had something about Ma. Where?
Oh, way on the top, maybe. Way in the beginning here.
Yeah, I guess it must be right here. I guess I should read this. Mary was born at Aberdeen, South Dakota, a daughter of John and Magdalena Badge. John and Magdalena died 2 years apart, leaving six or seven children. Matthews Badge, like it says, Badge is written all different ways. Everybody writes it different, B-A-E-T-S-C-H, but we only write it B-E-S-C-T-H or shorter or whatever. We didn't know what was right or wrong in the first place, eh? A brother of John and friend of Valentine and Francisca took the two youngest children, both girls. But that was not Valentine, was it? No.
No.
That was John and...
Matthias Batch the two girls.
Yeah. Matthias Batch had children of their own and was poor, so we wise family from Sealand took one girl named Anne, and the Vedders took Mary. The girls never met again until they were growing up and married. Get married. Even after then, they hit hard and connected with each other with the other children of the family. So didn't. So then that's.
See, we had on there a Weiss family. See, that Weiss is not spelled right here either. I don't think that's spelled. A Weiss family. I mean, by the name of Weiss.
Uh-huh.
So if anybody goes by that, that's probably not spelled right. That's the way Aunt Julia Bumstark wrote it, but it's probably not spelled right.
Yeah. Well, like it says in her list, why we always didn't...
See, this word here.
Uh-huh. Ooh, Weiss.
Weiss family. See, that's probably not spelled right.
Yeah.
But we didn't know how to spell it. So your mother never talked about her brothers, sisters?
Nothing. Another word?
Oh. Do you think they came from Russia too? Did her parents, her original parents, were they Russians? I mean, German Russians?
This I would not know neither. It's not written no place, and then you all what it says here that they were, and what did I write here? Yeah, where they are in Sealand, the family took them or what this and that I just read. That's all I know, and I just cannot understand that she was like Aberdeen or Sealand, it's a little weird. Oh. This is what I can't figure.
Okay, let's go to your grandpa, Bernard's parents, Bernard Vedder's parents.
Yeah, They are here. This is written here.
Let's see. Your mother never talked about anything about her past life, her brothers and sisters, her parents.
No, because she didn't know nobody.
And she forgot it if she was 6 years old, and she forgot
What do you think when they get to some place now, a doctor, what do they know about 6 years old, huh? Maybe some little things that get stuck to them, but...
Okay, Bernard Vedder, his parents, do you know anything about his parents?
No, I don't know neither. Just what I read that he come back, and then he waved baskets for all his brothers, for his sons, I should say, or else I talk wrong, for his sons. I knew my dad's brothers all, because they all kind of settled around besides one. See, and then he didn't like it, and then he went back again.
He went back to Russia?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you never saw him, huh? Your grandpa?
No.
Did you know your grandpa went back to Russia? Did your dad tell you that?
Where did we get it? I mean, on this book, I guess. We got it that he came and waved baskets, and then he didn't like it here, then he went back again. That's all.
I think Aunt Julia Baumstark told me that.
Yeah, I think she done a lot. Yeah, I always said we should go to her or to your ma. To your ma or to her. I mean, well, I can't drive, and then where are you going to go and visit and talk? We visit Mrs. Baumstark when she was in Linton a few times. And, we were by your folks when they were in Napoleon, when we filed income tax. We was about 2 years, we visited your folks and had dinner, blitzchend and bean soup with your folks. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, I was going to ask you about your dad, but you don't remember too much either about that, but your dad's parents.
No, nothing. Just that's all.
And your grandma Vedder, you never knew her either? Her name was Martha, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's in here. I don't think it's in this book.
Yeah. You mean my dad's?
Your dad's mother.
No.
Yeah, your dad's mother. Bernard's mother.
Now, did she die and he come in and then he went back again?
I think so.
That's what I understand. Yeah. So, with me, you can't get back very far because they didn't say nothing. We don't, you know. When they had company, they pushed the living room door shut.
Pushed the living room door shut, yeah, that's about it.
Well, yeah.
So where is your dad buried and your mother?
In Linton.
Oh, in Linton.
Mm-hmm.
Were they living in, when your dad died, were they living?
They lived in town already a long time, in Linton. Yeah, they lived in town.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
How about your dad's brothers?
Well, they're all, I mean, you might say all dead, but... Two lived out there where we lived, west of Linton. One lived one direction, Ollie, and Joe lived the other direction. And two was across the river, Shields, and that was John and George. So that's four, that's five, and the one we don't know is Thomas. Thomas, he lives in Oregon someplace. We never know him. We didn't saw him.
You never saw him?
No, he left, and yeah. I mean, or when he come or what, that was before we kids would knew something, but then later years why their boys, them that was across the river, some of their boys come across in the wintertime, boys just to visit. And we had now, they had two veteran unions, but just from them two families, just one veteran as alone, they had reunions, two of them. The other veterans wouldn't side in because they were all in the outs now. Is that nice?
You had a veteran reunion on your dad's side?
Yeah, that was two of dad's brothers. And they had a reunion over there for They were supposed to be the two Weiss, John and George's kids, but one of them, I don't know which ones, but one of the brothers, the kids, they didn't go along. They always fought, I guess they were over there by the Indians, and God knows, so they didn't. So they had it twice, and that was all, but we were over there once. It was not bad, I couldn't see nothing wrong, they had kind of set up nice. And
how about your dad's sisters? Did you know them?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, not so that I lie. Yes, one is married to a daughter, a sister,
a daughter,
and they were out there too. I don't know if you would know where St. Bernard's Church was out there.
I know that, yeah.
Okay,
I know.
There they lived there, but he died in the flu. That was a long time ago. She raised her kids there, and the other one is. Martha, she married a Hoon. H-O-U-N, I think that's what it was. Hoon. And Ma and Dad had her come over from, what do you call it, Russia? Yeah, had her come over.
Oh.
And two of the kids. Where, how the other two or three come over, I don't know, but Ma and Dad had two of the kids and raised them till they could go on their own.
Of Martha
Hoon's children.
Oh.
She had more than two. She had must have had three more. But then how did they come over by themselves, or how they did that, I don't know. But I always hear that it said they had them come over and they kept them, sent them to school. And
well, was that Hoon? Was he over here? Hoon, Martha's husband.
I don't know what I should say to you on this, because I remember when she died, we were in the funeral, we were young yet, and she lived in town, but she had no husband. I bet it's, did he die already before? Maybe he died before, no, I don't think he was aware. He maybe was dead because the folks had her come over alone, that's all I heard. And two of the kids.
Or if your folks had her paid for her to come over,
yeah.
Maybe she and her husband was already dead in
yeah,
Russia.
That's what I think, yeah. And then the two kids, they kept them, Ma and Dad, to learn and tell. I think it sent them to school. And So that's about all I know from them. That's all the sisters she had, but he had enough brothers.
Just the only sister that you, no, you had two sisters, a daughter and a Hoon.
Yeah, that's all, yeah.
What was the daughter's, what was her first name?
Catherine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the other one was Martha. Hoon.
Yeah.
When this Martha Hoon worked for my great-grandparents, she took care of, let's see, when Franziska was sick,
mm-hmm.
This Martha Hoon lived there and helped take
really?
Care of her.
See, I didn't, that was, I mean, we just maybe didn't got interfered in that, but I know she lived in Linton when she come over.
So you were named after her?
I suppose.
Yeah.
After her, or, I guess so.
Because her name is Martha.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Sure.
And that's is Martha too, though, isn't it? My dad's
mother.
Didn't I read this? John and Martha was his folks?
Uh-uh.
Or that was Ma's folks? What did I read?
No, there was. Well, John, but we don't know what his wife's name was, I guess, on here. I don't think it's on here.
Oh.
Oh yeah, that's right, the son of John and Martha Vedder. Your dad's parents was John and Martha.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's right.
I have been reading this so many times, but then sometimes you get confused or...
So your dad came from the old country too, huh?
Yeah.
Do you know when he, or how old he was or anything?
Yeah, I guess he was 19 years old, and they, I guess, Did they all or most, well, you sneaked off, I think, that's what I hear. You
know, sneaked away.
That's,
yeah, some did.
Yeah.
Well, did your dad ever talk about Russia?
No. He didn't visit with us kids. That's why I told you. I says, that makes it bad. No, he didn't. Said nothing. I said, our kids, they would at least know a little bit from, did you talk about something?
Uh-huh.
But they didn't let nothing out. I mean, I can't see, it wasn't a secret, was it?
No, it was not a
secret. I can't see, I mean, or didn't they care to talk about it or whatever?
The kids didn't ask and the parents didn't say.
Well, what could we ask if we didn't know what to ask? I guess, or we might say. Our dad didn't talk that much.
Yeah, that's right. When you know nothing, you can't ask.
Ask nothing, huh?
That's about it. So we can't really talk about Russia. So where did your dad and Ma live? Where did they got married, and then where did they live?
Well, then the home place they lived, down by a hill, they had built a salt house. That's where they lived.
Yeah, where? West of Linton? Or?
Yeah, west of Linton. 14 miles west of Linton.
14 miles west.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody living there now?
No, Tony and Helena. He was the youngest. They moved the house in town and...
So Tony was the last one to live there?
Yeah. Yeah, and he farmed from town and drove back and forth, and so that was a sad thing by them too. I can't see why, but.
So you went to which church?
St. Bernard.
St. Bernard.
Well, yeah.
How far was it from St. Bernard's?
We had about 10, 12 miles, all of that.
Is there anybody of your family buried there?
Well, I can't say. I guess they had a little girl, 10 years old, 10 days old, and that is buried out there in that cemetery.
Okay, I was just going to ask if your parents had any more children than the ones that are on here, or if this is correct. Oh, I think...
What? I mean...
Yeah, Catherine, that's on here.
That's died. It should be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Died 1916.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only baby, the infant, that died.
Yeah.
The others grew up.
Mm-hmm.
How many of your brothers and sisters are still living?
There's nobody no more besides me, and I got my youngest sister. She's in Springfield, Oregon.
Springfield, Oregon.
Yeah, Mary.
Does she ever come home?
She didn't for a long time, but then... they had her come home when we had my 80th birthday. She was home last.
Oh.
On my 80th birthday.
How many children does she have?
She got three, two girls and one boy. Yeah.
And Anton? Tony, is he still living?
No. He, but he's not the youngest. Well, the boys, but not.
Francis.
Yeah.
Francis was young, second young, Mary Ann,
yeah.
And then Francis.
Francis and then Tony.
And then Tony.
Yeah, he died, it was 2 years in January. He moved to town, she lived in town too, but they moved in, but that time, and then he was up here. I invited them every time for my birthday because, you know, they weren't together. So then he was pretty weak already, his lungs coughing and this and that, and he was going to walk across the street, and then people always waited for him to come for supper. Then he didn't come that night, and they thought he went some other place, you know. And then the next morning, some school kids found him. He was frozen to death front of his house. Must have slipped and fell and weak, and it was snow. So that's all we know. It was sad, but it's a sad situation when you have to tell this. Hey, yeah.
So when you were young, did you get to visit your aunts and uncles? Did they ever take you along?
Oh, yes. When they went back to the veteran reunion, some of us too, we always were alone. I know this place inside and out. Who lived here and who lived there and all, and this and that. Me, I guess I know the best and most of the other ones. Not, I guess, I don't know, did the other ones, the girls got along, but we always got along, one or two. They took us along.
Did you go to your ma's relatives more than to your dad's relatives, sir?
No, we didn't, because we didn't know any.
I mean, you didn't know any? Your dad's relatives? No.
Yeah.
No, I meant to the better, sir.
Yes, yeah, but that's what I say. We always got to go along, too. They only drove back there maybe twice a year, you know. So we always got to go along. I mean,
did they go over there to Vetterville? To Valentine, their adopted parents, did they go there more than they went to your dad's family?
No, I guess they weren't there, but at night, I guess, I don't know if they stayed overnight, or they maybe went over to that other John Vetter and Veronica. No, Anna Maria and John, yeah, okay. Then they were there. So then I didn't know, because when we come back there, why, Baumstark's kids, they come over, and I had to go over and sleep with Anna Mary, the eldest girl, married to that Miller.
But to Baumstark,
yeah.
Okay.
Then we had to go back there, some of us kids. And they divide us up to for a night.
I see. Well, they had to divide you up because there was not room for everybody.
Yeah.
So when you were young, you didn't hear anything about Russia? Nobody, I mean, your aunts and uncles didn't talk about it either,
no.
Huh? Well, so we're not going to find out much about there.
No, I guess not, that's...
Can you still talk German?
Just about better than English.
Do you know any poems in German? Do you know, like,
I guess so, huh? Yeah.
How does it go?
Well, you know, I get confused into some of this now too, you know.
Do you know some other poems? Do you know? Oba Oba Ross, Borde steht das Schloss?
Yeah, some of them things, I mean, I could say. And the kids asked me once to pray Our Father, or, you know, some of this stuff I once in a while, because George's kids, you know, this is my son that lives here.
Uh-huh.
And they got three kids, but they can't talk German. But she is from Strasbourg. She's more just as much German than I was. So and then with the kids, and my daughter is married to a guy that can't talk German, they're English, and so, you know, that's when you lose it most.
How many grandchildren do you have?
Three.
Three.
Mm. Well.
No, George has three.
Yeah, that's all.
Well, your daughter has?
My daughter ain't got no kids.
Daughter has no kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
She lives in Turtle Lake.
Turtle Lake.
Yeah, it's just North from Bismarck.
Yeah. What's her married name?
Hayes. H-A-Y-E-S. Hayes.
H-A-Y-E-S.
Yeah.
Do you know, can you say Our Father in German?
Not much.
No.
No more, no.
You're forgetting it.
I had to forget it when the kids went to catechism. I had to learn everything in English. See, because that time, church was not in English when we grew up. That this was hard, and sometimes I always wonder why a person goes to church when you can't don't understand the English, but you lost it, you know, determined, and had to learn the kids, and then.
What about school? Where did you go to school?
In a farm school just a mile from home. And that was good in German too, I'll tell you.
It was good what?
Says was German.
German.
Well, the teacher, whenever we kids, we couldn't talk English. So when she stood out in the entryway and when we played and she heard us talk German, why, we had to go and take our seat.
Oh, so then that, you were punished.
Well, yeah.
When you were punished when you were talking.
Well,
German.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but then what could they expect from us? You know, I mean, not that I care, but who learned us when mom and dad, neither one couldn't talk English?
Exactly. How many years did you go to school?
To the 8th grade. It's not very high, is it?
Well, it's high enough.
That time, I mean.
That time, that's all you needed.
We only had school till March and started maybe at October or so, you know. And then they had eight grades school teachers, which didn't mean know anymore just about like we. And then what could you learn? And then the guy was on board when their kids went home and tattled. And then their dad come and told the teacher to, you get out and be out by tomorrow morning. So sometimes we had two teachers a year. Well, do you think that helped a lot?
Oh.
That was terrible.
Do you, what kind of teachers did you have? Or where did the teachers come from? Were they from far away?
God, what should I say? I can't even really ask that much. And then there were people that took them in. People took them in, and there and there 2 miles, well, should I say south, was a teacher. And then the woman teached down there, and the men drove up here that 2 miles. So that's about where they stayed.
Oh.
And sometimes the neighbors took them in.
Was everybody German Russian in the school, all the children, or did you have others?
No, they were all German like we were.
All Germans. What kind of games did you play?
Any and you were at the barn, huh? Play tag.
Tag. Andy over.
Yeah, over the barn, yeah, Andy over. Yeah.
Were the teachers mean if you did not know your lesson? Did they spank you?
No, they didn't spank, but you maybe had to make it up in recess or stay in recess till get it done. Till you get it done, yeah.
How did you go to school? Did you have to walk or did you?
We walked, and then one of the neighbors, that's one of my dad's brothers, they had about four of them, and they drove with the sled, and then we just walked out on the road and drove along. Lots of times we walked. They didn't get hauled like today. Yeah.
Did you go to church a lot?
Well, yeah, I don't know if we always had church every Sunday or every other Sunday, because he stayed in Krasna church.
Oh, he stayed in Krasna.
Yeah. So the most was then all over there, yeah, like I said. Now, like I says, most of us all got married in, had over there in that church.
In Krasna.
Mm-hmm.
Because the St. Bernard's never had a parish house. They never had a priest living there. Okay. So you were north from St. Bernard's, you were north. I mean.
Yeah, we go more, I think, more west.
More west. So then the sermon was in German, huh?
Yeah. For a long time, I should say.
Sleep here yet. Do you know anything about those iron crosses that were used in the cemeteries? that those iron cross, homemade iron crosses.
I understand what you mean, but you mean out there in St. Bernard's?
Yeah. Or none of your relatives have that, huh?
Mm-mm.
Well, your little sister that died, where is she buried?
Out there at the
St.
Bernard's, yeah.
Is there a cross there?
Yeah, there was, I'm sure. We was going to drive there once, but it was such a bad road. That was a few years ago, and then we just couldn't get up there. But I think they take care of the cemetery the nice way I hear yet, I mean. And then they built a basement, and a few years ago they was going to build on top, and it never did happen. Then they moved away from the direction where that was. That church was just on the top of a hill when you walk down to the cemetery, it went just down. I mean, so dumb, where they built that church up so high, and then they had such a high step. And then a little ways, then they had a store, a grocery store. There was a grocery store there.
Oh, a grocery store out there?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, pretty nice.
You mm-hmm.
get some things there.
Yeah. But then I guess they never had enough people to go to church, so they divided them up to Strasbourg, I guess, or Linton, or wherever.
How did you celebrate Christmas? Did you have a Christkindl?
No, we had this. You mean here?
No, at home, when you were growing up. Did you have a Christkindl?
No, or Santa Claus, but when we were pretty young, well, Dad was the Santa Claus.
Did you see him?
Well, we were that dumb that they didn't know it was him, I guess.
Yeah, but you saw.
Yeah.
You saw. How was he dressed?
Put his that the coat he got that had them hair inside out, you know, years ago they had them
right.
Insulated coats.
So that was the Pilsnigel, really?
Yeah, well, he was Pilsnigel, yeah.
It was the Pilsnigel, not the Santa Claus.
No.
Not the red.
No. Not the red, no.
Not the red one. Did you get any gifts?
Not when we were young at home, no. We just got Ma packed a sack. They bought a lot of stuff. You could buy everything cheap them years, you know, cookies and candy and everything. Oranges, and Ma made a sack for each one. No, we didn't get no gifts, just from our giddle and fiddle, you know.
Who was your giddle?
My giddle?
That's the godmother.
She was a son. What was her name? I guess Elizabeth, I guess, something like that.
Oh.
That yeah, I did know him too. And
how about your godfather?
Well, that's the one that died and flew, that Dasha. So we were just barely old enough to know. I knew I could see this all, but we didn't know that too much.
What was Dasha's first name?
Huh?
What was the daughter?
His? Conrad.
Conrad.
Yeah, Conrad.
Conrad Dasha. Oh. Did you get a boomerang?
Yeah, we got them. There was something new that time. We even ate the peelings outside this sound. Them kids now don't have to eat the peelings.
You ate the peelings?
We eat the peelings, kind of, or eat what's a little on there yet, you know, that white. I mean, it's to laugh, I mean, but like what would them kids do now, they got them every day. They don't know how hard we had it.
No, for sure not.
No.
Do you think you got any gifts? Did you ever get any gifts?
Well, yeah, from our giddle and fiddle,
I mean,
you know, sponsors.
Oh, but I mean, not just candy and peanuts, but I
yeah.
mean, a gift, a
yeah.
doll or something, did you?
You could buy a pack and nice four hangies on a box, and what else? I wasn't going to forget that, something else. I mean, a quarter, well, which you pay for that $6-7 now, you know.
A quarter? What?
Well, I says there was three hangies, nice hangies, in a box. That's what we sometimes got from the godparents. And but like I say, now you have to pay now, $10.
Right.
You know, we got married in 36, and we had a tough going too.
Yeah, 36 was pretty tough.
No crops, and we wasn't fussy, we grew it too.
So what did you eat in 36?
What did we eat? I never forget, I made a cake from scratch, and then we had canned tomatoes, and that was our Sunday dinner. But otherwise, we bought like the cornflakes for eight cents a box. But what if you ain't got nothing to buy with it? We couldn't even hardly buy that. Mm-hmm. We only milked three cows. That's we just start. And then when the car broke down, why you had to let the car sit and first buy grocery. I mean, it was tough for at least 5 years. Mm-hmm. Then we moved over here. Then we were lucky, had a lot of cattle and milked a lot of cows, and then it was going pretty good.
So how did you celebrate Easter?
Well, I suppose when it started from Thursday to go to church, Good Friday go to church, Easter Sunday go to church, and then, we generally drove home to Mom and Dad.
Did you, when you were young, did you get Easter eggs?
Not the littler ones. Mom surprised them. We older ones could stay up, but the little ones had to go to bed, you know.
Oh.
It's a laugh and a half, isn't it? You don't fool them now anymore.
No. Well, how did you color the Easter eggs?
Well, Mom bought them. You could buy them in a little paper. They were there, little round, just like a candy. And then put it in hot water.
Oh, okay. Well, when you got married in 36, did you have a big wedding?
No. Not too big. Because he worked in Fort Peck Dam. And so when he come back on a Wednesday, and on Saturday we were married. You don't find that all over, do you? I mean, you know, at that time they're supposed to. Being supposed to get married till they're 3 months, you know, was in church announced. So, well, he has to be back by Monday in his job. So, well, he did it. He did. Because he was a father, he was pretty good. Told you.
Did you have a white wedding dress?
No.
You never wore a wedding dress.
And my other sister that was older than I am, she didn't have one either, we didn't. The oldest one, don't you know Johnny Wald?
I used to know them, yeah.
Well, that his wife was my oldest sister, you know that, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, she had a white dress, and I guess the most all had white dress, but I and one of them, she was married to a mob too, Maggie.
Uh-huh.
And we had just nice light green dresses on and a veil. Well, then we had invited his brothers and sisters all and a few neighbors, and then we had to dance in the basement, the house, but not that much.
Okay, wait, what kind of dances did they do in them days?
Well, I guess just a waltz, I guess. And I guess not, and what they call it, a foxtrot or something like that. That was, they didn't have that many. Well, of course, they can dance now anyway. They just jump anyway, don't they?
How about the polka? Did they dance the polkas then already?
Well, once in a while they do, yeah. No, years ago we did. That's when I left polka.
Did they sing any German songs at the wedding?
Not in our wedding, but in Johnny Wald's, because Vincent Schmidt and her, and then there was more. There was Joe Vedder, the old Joe Vedder.
Yeah.
They were all out, and they sang quite a few. There was some got stormed out there at that time. It was the 26th of December. And they got stormed out there. They stayed overnight. They sang.
Oh. Well, if they were stormed out, then they could sing all night long.
All night long, yeah. Because we didn't have enough room to go to bed anyway.
Did you take a picture when you got married? No.
There was some like that. There was nothing, I guess. There's very few that got a picture that when they got married, I guess. Maybe Tony and Helen. I don't think there's nobody else.
Mm-hmm. In your family, did you sing a lot at home? Was there music?
Yeah, we did. I mean, just us girls together for the heck of it, you know. But
you didn't. Did anybody play the accordion in your family? No.
Nothing. Dad and Mom, Dad bought an organ, a pretty organ, but they didn't learn. Nobody Dad thought they can learn without having something to learn about. And then they had it, and I suppose, well, when we were all gone, I guess they had the school teacher out there, Ma and Dad, and I guess friends was home yet, and then they sold it.
Oh.
I mean, what does it do any good if you...
Right, did use it anyhow.
They thought we can learn when we get an organ. Hey.
Did they have any barn dances in them days?
Not them days, but no. We had barn dances.
Later on, they had barn dances.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, later when we, already before we was married, we didn't go to a town dance neither. We had one for the 4th of July. They had some of this neighbor, that family neighbor, and that's where the dances was. There was nothing in town.
Okay, now another topic. Did you have home remedies for healing people when somebody got sick? Did you?